morning. So take a seat. Close your eyes. Take a few moments to settle into your breath. Feel your long, even inhale. A long, even exhale. Allow every breath to be a breath of kindness, a breath of love. Breaths of kindness and love to wash over your practice today, to touch you, mind, body, and spirit. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Kindness and love. We'll drop our head down now, let it rock from side to side. Back to our center, let's take hands to our heart. May this practice bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Now right here, from your heart, with an inhale, spread your arms as wide as the world, and then exhale, come back to your heart again. With each inhale, as wide as the world. And then let hands come back to the heart again. Take a long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Breath of kindness. Breath of love. And then inhale, reach arms up into the sky. And exhaling, let's fold to a forward bend. Hands come down to the mat. We'll step our feet back. Let's step into downward facing dog. Hips reaching high in the sky. Nice body, full body stretch. Breathe your way into your body with kindness, with love. Step down with one foot at a time. Feel the stretch of your legs. And then walking hands back to the feet, let's hang in a standing forward bend. Long, even inhale. A long, even exhale. Feeling the kindness and the love within our breath. And then with the return of our hands to the mat, we'll walk our hands forward, finding our way again to downward facing dog. And the knees come to rest on the mat. Hips sit down onto the heels. With an inhale, let's take our shoulders up toward our ears, back and down. Massaging our shoulders with movement. And as the shoulders feel better and looser and happier, let this movement rise all the way up onto the knees as the rolling shoulders become great big arm circles all the way around. Reach to the sky and exhale, fold into child's pose. Hips reach into the heels. We'll reach our hands forward. Take a moment to find your way into a child's pose that feels especially comfortable. And know that any time today during our practice that you'd like to stop, reflect, rest, you can return here. It's always waiting for you. Toes come under the feet and hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes down to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, take hands back down to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, all the way up. Exhale, come all the way down. As hands come to the mat, we'll step the right leg back, laying the knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come to the mat, let's step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders back, heart forward, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Once more, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With your inhale, cobra. And with the exhale, child's pose. Dig your toes into the mat, point hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Set the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, we come down again. The right foot steps up to meet the left. Long, even inhale all the way up. Long, even exhale all the way down. Step the left foot back with the knee on the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, back down. Step back. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling back to child's pose. Take a few more flows like this. Breath of love. Breath of kindness. Muscles warming. Feel what it's like to move with your breath. And then let this flow be your last. Let it take you back once again to rest in your child's pose. And then our toes come under our feet and our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to a prayer that traces all the way from the sky down to the earth. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, come down. Let a prayer rise up your body until it comes to the heart. And then with an inhale, arms as wide as the world. Come back into the heart. Exhale, roll down. Inhale, come back up. Heart as wide as the world. Let's do that again. Rising up once more, heart as wide as the world. And then come back into the heart, step to the very front of the mat, sun salutation. Inhale, reach into the sky. Exhale, sit down into chair. Inhaling, let's rise up again, adding a little back bend if it feels nice for you. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhaling, we'll take hands to the mat, we'll step the right foot back. Either kneeling lunge or straight leg lunge. Inhale, to the sky. And exhale, hands back onto the mat, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now right leg in the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands onto the mat. Left foot stepping forward to meet the right. Inhale, rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach for the sky, adding in your little back bend if you want to. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, and hands come to the mat, step the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling back down again. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now it's left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Right foot steps forward. Inhale, long, even inhale. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. The back bend presents itself if it feels nice. And exhale, flow down. Inhale, halfway lift. And with an exhale, we lay our hands to the floor. We step our feet back. Let's take a moment to be in downward facing dog. Feel your long, even inhale. Your long, even exhale. Breath of kindness. Breath of joy. Bathe your body, mind, and spirit in wonderful breath. So now that we feel alive in our body, present to our breath, let's begin our standing flows. Look up to the hands, walk or jump the feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, sit down into chair. So the hips reach back behind us, the heels dig their way into the ground. Find a little space in the low back. Lengthen in. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. And then rise up, hands come together in a prayer. The prayer folds all the way down our body. Come all the way to the earth, inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, fold down again. Take hands to a prayer, let them rise up your body to the heart. And then from your heart as wide as the world. And dive down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, come back, downward facing dog. From here, let's take a little forward and back flow. So with our inhale, we come to plank or kneeling plank. And then with our exhale, we push back to downward facing dog. So ride the waves of your breath forward and back. Feel how your whole body is engaged in this movement. And let the movement flow to your long, even inhale, your long, even exhale. Take one more breath forward and one more back. And once you've arrived at downward facing dog, take the right leg into the sky. Let's step our right foot forward. Back foot flat down, reach up for warrior one. Let it be big and expansive, strong and powerful. And let that kindness and love from your breath come pouring down onto this warrior one, bathing it in breath. Powerfully strong and grounded feet. Uplifted arms, uplifted heart, uplifted smile. Now maintaining the strength of the warrior in our legs, let's take hands behind our back. Fingers joining together, we tuck the shoulders down into our back as our heart lifts and opens. As wide as the world. And exhale. Slowly, carefully, from the groundedness of our feet, let's begin to come forward. Come as far as you feel is your place to be. place where your body says, yes, I love this. This feels amazing. The place where your breath continues to be long and slow and deep. Feel our balance. We feel our strength. We explore our flexibility. Now hands drop down to the mat with an inhale, right back up, warrior one. Big, strong, beautiful, bathed in breath. Take hands to the heart, step forward. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, chair. Find the space in your low back. Find the length in your upper back. Find the strength of your center. Rise up. Hands come to a prayer. The prayer travels down the body from sky to earth. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale. Hands come down. We let the prayer rise up our body. Coming to the heart, and our heart then opens wide as the world. Let's fold ourselves down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog, forward and back flow. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Find your way to the breathless moment in between the inhale and the exhale, where you're fully in the poses. Forward once more. And then once more, stretch back to downward facing dog. And once you arrive there, take the left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Excuse me, back foot flat, reach up, warrior one. Bathed in a breath of kindness. Excuse me, in a breath of love. Feeling the powerful foundation you've created. The strength of your legs. Take hands behind the back. Fingers join together. We roll the heads of the arm bones back. Make our heart as wide as the world. And then slowly, maintaining our foundation, let's begin to come forward. Your arms can move away from your back to the flexibility that your body allows. Find that blend for you of flexibility and strength and balance. Where is this the most wonderful yes from every part of you? Hands drop down to the ground with an inhale, right back up to warrior one. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Hands to the heart, step forward. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, sit down into chair. Again, as our tailbone drops down just a little bit, we feel that little bit of extra space opening up in our low back. The heels provide a deep grounding as we reach our center of gravity back. Bathe this in that breath of love. Rise up, hands to a prayer. Exhale, prayer travels down the center of our body. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold forward. Inhaling, the prayer rises from the earth to our heart. And we open our heart as wide as the world. Dive down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Take the exhale back to downward facing dog, forward and back flow. Ride the waves of your breath. Find the pause between breaths. Feel your whole body engaged. Take one more forward, and then one more back. Once you found your way back to downward facing dog, take right leg to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Settle into your breath with your mind, with your body. Let each breath be a breath of kindness, a breath of love. Hands come down to the mat. The left hand comes next to the right foot. With the right hand, we'll take a circle, first reaching forward. And then as we point the right fingers to the sky, we stay here and open into a twist, turning our heart around to the right. Lengthen into your twist. Feel it all through your back. Now let the circle continue around to the back. And then the right hand returns to the floor. We'll lay the back knee down. Shifting the hips back, that's the left knee down. Let's straighten the right leg. Breathe your way into a nice gentle opening here. If you're more flexible, this can extend all the way to a split if you prefer. Close your eyes. Be nowhere but in your own body, in your own breath. Where does my body say yes to this? Where is that wonderful feeling of yes, this is just what I need right now? Let your muscles slowly lengthen and open to receive the breath of kindness, the breath of joy you offer, the breath of love. Back onto the right foot now. Turn the left toes under. Take a little hop and then a step to come all the way forward. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, chair. Long and strong. Feeling our center as we breathe here. Remember that in every moment, you can adjust these poses, your whole practice, to suit your own needs. Feel within your body, what do I need today? Rise up, hands come together in a prayer. The prayer travels down the center of our body. From the earth, inhale, halfway up. Exhale, fold forward. Take your prayer from the earth to your heart. And then heart as wide as the world. Dive down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with the exhale, we're back to downward facing dog. Forward and back flow. Inhaling, plank or kneeling plank, and exhaling, downward facing dog. If this is not a yes for you right now, remember your option to stop and rest anytime. Take one more forward, one more back. Once you arrive at downward facing dog, left leg to the sky. step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Let it grow and evolve with your long, even breath as it becomes bathed in kindness and love. Hands come down to the mat. The right hand is beside the left foot. The left arm begins the circle, reaching forward. And then straight up to the sky as we turn into the twist. Arms reaching earth to sky. Heart spiraling around into this twist to the left. The arm finishes the circle around to the back and to the mat. Lay the back knee down, shift the hips back, straightening the left leg now. Close your eyes. Where is the yes in this pose for you today? Gently opening your body to receive the breaths of love and kindness. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Now step onto the left foot, turn the back toes under, take a hop and a step to come all the way forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, chair. Feeling strong and powerful in this chair. Rising up, hands form a prayer. The prayer travels the center of our body. Coming down to the earth where we'll inhale, take a halfway lift. Exhale, come back down. Find your prayer, bring it up into the heart and open your heart as wide as the world. Exhale, come down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back. Downward facing dog. Take your forward and back flow. Or take a rest. Meet the needs of your body. With your breath of love and kindness, perhaps a rest is for you now. One more inhale takes us forward. One more exhale takes us back. And once we find downward facing dog, right leg to the sky. This time take your widest step forward. Back foot flat down, warrior two. We'll create a big open spaciousness with your heart as wide as the world. Shoulders that we massage with movement are softer now. No longer holding the tension of your week. The feet find their warrior grounding once more. We're keeping the warrior legs. Let's reach a little forward, turning the right hand over. We stretch back now to reverse warrior. The left hand drips down the left leg. The right arm opens as we reach through the side body. Bend the right arm now, laid across the right thigh. Left fingertips point to the sky. And we open into side angle pose. Find your way to standing directly over your feet so there's an incredible feeling of stability. If you feel more flexible, feel free to extend this into the way it fits for you, where your body says yes. Perhaps the right hand comes all the way to the floor, but be where you can maintain that position right over your feet, that stability. From wherever your right hand is, turn the palm up and let it reach up to meet the left hand in the sky. Turn the feet around to the long side of the mat. Hands come to a prayer at the heart, and then they come to our hips. and we pour ourselves forward. Let hands come all the way to the ground now, and let's prepare for a twist. So find the foundation with your feet that support this twist. And then right hand below the face, left hand to the low back. Feel yourself lengthen, and then take this twist around to the left. You're welcome to lift that left arm under the sky if you want to, or keep it at your back. Where is the yes for you in this pose? Where does this bring that feeling of healing and opening and space to your body? And then bathe this pose with your breath. Feel the kindness, feel the love you're giving to yourself. And then gently we unwind. Taking a change of sides, left hand below the face, right hand low back. Lengthen, and this time twist around to the right. Again, the hand can reach up or not. Feel what's right for you. What's the yes? This side of the twist gently unwinds. We walk our hands around to the front of the mat, turning our feet along the way. Take a nice big step forward with the back foot, and then inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Strong and powerful chair. Deep, even breath. Rise up, hands to a prayer. Exhale, the prayer traces the body. Sky to earth. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold forward. Take the prayer, let it rise up your body with your inhale to your heart. And then heart as wide as the world. Dive down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. We begin our last standing series. Take those forward and back flows. Inhale plank or kneeling plank, last time through this. Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Riding waves of breath. Forward one more time. And go back once more. And once you've found your way to downward facing dog, left leg reaches to the sky. Take your giant size step forward. Plant the back foot, warrior two. As hard, as wide as the world. Feeling the ground under your feet. And how strong the foundation is you create. Shoulders soft, breath deep. Where is the yes in this warrior two for you? Little reach forward, turn the left hand over, sweep across the sky into reverse warrior. Feel the lengthening and opening in your left side body. Bend the left arm, let it cross the left thigh, right fingers to the sky, side angle pose. Let it keep evolving. As you feel the yes within your body, find where it takes you. Bathed with breath. Wherever your left hand is, turn the palm up. Reach it up to meet the right hand. Turn feet around to the long side of the mat. Hands to the heart. This time, let's prepare for a standing back bend. So find the foundation for that. And then take hands around to the low back. With your legs engaged in strength, rise up from your low back. Roll the heads of the arm bones back. Make your heart as wide as the world. And find your back bend. Let it lift up and become spacious and expansive. Where's the yes for you in this back bend? The place that you feel euphoric and inspired. Slowly rising up. The hand shift to the hips and the back bend pours into a forward bend. The hands drop to the ground for a moment to breathe in this forward bend. Walk hands around to the front of the mat, turn feet along the way. Step the back foot up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, last time, chair pose. Prayer down the center of your body. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, fold forward. The prayer rises up from the earth to your heart, and your heart becomes as wide as the world. Dive down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay knees gently to the mat now. Slip your hips into your heels. Find your way to a rest in child's pose. Feel your long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Give yourself a breath of kindness, a breath of love. Slowly now, we look to the front of our mat. We plant our hands here, we turn our toes under, reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And inhaling, we rise all the way up. And exhale, draw hands into your heart. Begin a balancing series now. We'll start this balancing today on the right foot, and let's begin with tree pose. Take a breath or two to find your roots, and then take the left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Finding center, staying here, or reaching branches into the sky. Let this tree pose receive your kindness. Love, bathe in breath. Now pointing to the sky, let's take off in flight, warrior three. Send the left leg back and let yourself soar. Where is the altitude that supports your balance? Where is the arm position that helps you feel steady? Stop and start again whenever necessary. And let's dive into the standing splits. The hands, the head dropping down as the back foot reaches up. And then the left foot comes back down to the mat and we gently roll all the way up. And bring hands to the heart. Take a little stretch if you want. And then prepare the roots for your tree, left leg. When the roots are strong, the right foot to the ankle, calf, or thigh. Settle into your breath. Every kind of tree represented? What is the tree that you have inside of you today? Where's the yes? Arms up, let's fly. Send the right leg back. Soar into warrior three. And then dive into your standing splits. Hands and head dropping into gravity, foot rising above. And then let's step the right foot back to the mat, gently rolling all the way up. Exhale, bring hands into the heart. Welcome another little stretch if you'd like. And then inhaling, we reach all the way up. And exhaling, flow gently down. Hands come onto the mat, the feet walk back. Lay the knees down, hips into the heels, a return to child's pose. This time walk hands around to the right. Hands to center. And then around to the left. Some more hands come to center. Walk hands in toward the knees now. Cross the ankles. Let's come to sit. So moving into hip opening and forward bending. Let's take our right leg forward. Crossing the left ankle over the right thigh. Take hold of the shin. Close your eyes as you lengthen up through your back and spine, as if you were building a block tower with your back. Close your eyes and breathe here. Moving your breath into the opening you're feeling in your left hip. Breathing love and kindness there. Stay as you are, but release the hands. Take hands behind the hips. Fingertips pointing forward. Pushing into the hands and the right foot. Lift to a tabletop. The left leg still crossed over the right. And then gently set the hips back down. Either return to where we just were, or this time take hands behind the right leg, rolling onto the back and drawing the legs in toward you. Coming back to that opening in the left hip. Bathe it with your breath. Now if you're on your back, lift the right leg to the sky. Take a swing of the right leg to come all the way up to sit, slipping the left foot down to the inner right thigh. Inhale, rise into your breath. And exhale, tip the pelvis forward and fold into a forward bend toward the right leg. Close your eyes. Let your body lengthen and open to receive your breath. Walk up the right leg. And we take that same thing to the other side. Bring the left leg forward, left foot forward. Right ankle crossing the left thigh, hands on the shin as we lengthen. Long, even inhale. Long, even exhale. Open, hands come to the floor behind the hips. Fingers forward, step onto the left foot, both hands. Lift to your tabletop. And then lower back down to the mat. Stay here or reach behind the left leg, rolling onto the back. Drawing the legs in, finding that nice deep opening in the right hip. Breathe away the tension of your week. Breathe in love and kindness. Left leg reaches into the sky. A swing of the left leg draws us right back up. We slip the foot to the inner left thigh. Inhale, reach into your breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into the forward bend. Close your eyes. Breath of kindness. A breath of love. Hand over hand, we come up from the left leg. We take both feet onto the floor and roll gently down onto our back. So find your way slowly to the mat, hug your knees, find a comfortable place here. And then both legs into the sky, hands to the floor beside you, or if you'd like, slip them under your hips. Slowly now, employing the strength of your center, let the legs come down as one toward the ground. Just as slowly, bring them back up with your strong center. When they come all the way back up, you're welcome to add just that little extra, taking the hips off the ground. Long, even, inhale. Long, even, exhale. One more. And then fold your knees when you're done into your body. Let your head rock side to side. And let's move into our time of inversions. Feel free to take yourself to a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever feels like the yes for you. If it's shoulder stand, gently lifting hips and legs above the shoulders, supported by your hands. If it's bridge pose, feet flat on the ground, pushing into the floor, the hips rising up. Find your way to yes with a long, deep, even breath. As you bathe this moment with love and kindness. Slowly and carefully, gently, the inversions return to the mat. Take all the time you want or need. When you finally come down, if you've been in a bridge or wheel pose, give your knees a little hug to stretch your back. And then finally we move on to fish pose. With feet on the floor, slip hands underneath the hips. Stretch the legs out this time. And as we sit on our hands, we have space to tuck our elbows underneath our back. The head gently falls back to open our throat. And we lift and open our heart as wide as the world. Carefully, the head rises. And carefully again, we roll ourselves back down onto the ground. Hands slide out from under the hips and reach long behind us. A length to take us into our final twist. Reach down to gather your right leg up and draw it into your body. And guide it across to the left as you turn your head to the right. Give this twist. Your long, even inhale and long, even exhale. Slowly we drop the left hand, falling again onto our back. If you feel a little off center, take the time to move yourself back to the center. Stretch the arms and the legs. When you feel the length inside of you, take the left leg, guide it across to the right, turning head to the left. Bathe this twist in breath. Offer kindness. Offer love. Releasing the right hand one last time, we make our way back onto the mat, finding our way again to center. If you'd like something for warmth, get that now as we lay ourselves down for this final relaxation. Lay yourself down and settle into your breath. Let it bathe your mind, your body, your spirit. If you take this important time to receive the gifts of your practice. We close with these words from Sharon Salzberg. As an ability, love is always there as a potential, ready to flourish and help our lives flourish. As we go up and down in life, as we acquire or lose, as we are showered with praise or unfairly blamed, always within, there is the ability of love. Recognized or not, given life or not. As I go through all kinds of feelings and experiences in my journey through life, delight, surprise, chagrin, dismay, I hold this question as a guiding light. What do I really need right now to be happy? What I come to over and over again is that only qualities as vast and deep as love, connection, and kindness will really make me happy in any sort of enduring way. As wide as the world. As you breathe long and deep, even breaths. the opportunity to continue this relaxation for as long as you would like to. And when you're ready to bring it to close, take a moment first for the closure that's meaningful for you today. And when you've had your closure, slowly and gently roll over onto your right side. Take time there to breathe. Feel. And then slowly and gently, one last time, transition your way back to a comfortable seated place on your mat, returning to where we began. We come here now with a moment of gratitude for this practice today, the gifts that we've received, and how wonderful we feel. Let's drop our head down once more and let it rock from side to side. And a return to center. A long, even inhale carries our arms into the sky. Hands come to a prayer. Prayer comes to our forehead for love and kindness in our thoughts today. To our lips for love and kindness in our words. And to our heart for love and kindness in our words. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.